Wall Street has been the center of the financial world for over a century. Recent abuse have made the investment business the target of close scrutiny. And as Sean Birch reports, there may be a new quirk that's giving some an unfair advantage.
The stock market is on a five-year bull run, and high-frequency trading computers are able to capitalize on it better than anyone. But what exactly is high-frequency trading? It's a complex combination of algorithms that allows thousands of trading floor computers to match buyers and sellers in the blink of an eye. Michael Phillips, an associate editor with Bloomberg Businessweek, explains how firms use this to make money.
They profit off of the difference between what somebody is willing to pay to buy and willing to pay to sell. So that's called the spread, and it is rarely more than a penny right now. So they churn a lot of volume and make, you know, pennies along the way.
Detractors say the speed at which high-frequency traders are able to move gives them an unfair advantage on what is known as front-running stock orders. Author Michael Lewis explained this practice to 60 Minutes on CBS this Sunday.
It means they're able to identify your desire to buy shares in Microsoft and buy them in front of you and sell them back to you at a higher price. Their speed advantage that the faster traders have is milliseconds, sometimes fractions of milliseconds. But it's enough for them to identify what you're going to do and do it before you do it at your expense.
The FBI announced yesterday it had launched an investigation into the practice for potentially being insider trading. Since these firms can access orders milliseconds faster than other traders, they are trading on information not available to the public. But Phillips says this practice can often benefit the average investor.
Your E-Trade guy who's sitting in his house on an E-Trade account and he's buying 100 shares of Apple, to say that he's being preyed upon by these high-frequency traders is really not what's happening. It's not how the market works. These speed traders are actually competing with each other quite viciously to service this person, to service this trader. They're not preying on him. They're competing with each other to service this guy.
The FBI will work with financial regulators such as the SEC to see whether high-frequency trading is legal or not. Sean Birch, Annenberg Radio News.